We put mental health under the spotlight a couple of weeks ago. The Belfast Trust is currently carrying out a public consultation on day services at Everton, Ravenhill and White Rock centres in the city. And the Nolan Show was contacted by patients who use Ravenhill as part of their recovery, claiming they'd been asked to leave the centre with no viable or immediate alternative on the table. Well, as part of this public consultation, the Trust is holding a series of meetings throughout the city to gauge reaction to their proposals for the future of mental health services, including the possibility of closing some centres and creating a new centralised service in the city centre. One of the proposals is it would be partly staffed by people who have experienced mental health difficulties themselves. Our reporter Nicola Ware went to one of the public meetings at Grosvenor House.
Hello everybody, my name is Colin Murphy, I'm Director of Mental Health Services with the Northern Ireland Association for Mental Health. We have two spaceport services.
The meeting started off cordially enough, with presentations from MindWise, Action Mental Health and the Northern Ireland Association for Mental Health. But when the floor was opened up for questions, it was clear those listening weren't exactly happy with what they were hearing.
We have women of an elderly age who attend these day centres. It's their day out. It's where they meet their friends. These day centres are their escape from loneliness. By closing them, you're condemning them to that loneliness.
Some very, very good presentations tonight. But I think we need to be saying and saying quite clearly, those things are very good as well as, but not instead of.
One figure which you give us all sort of pause for thought is the suicide rate has doubled since 1998. You know, there's an absolute epidemic in our society. I think it can be dressed up in whatever way you like through presentations and whatever else, but this is a cut. This is a cut. No other way about it.
I've been a member of White Rock, a service user of White Rock for almost 10 years. Now, I will say honestly, I am institutionalised. I didn't institutionalise myself. Now, what yous are saying is 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when I went to the thing centre, it was just for a short time. It wasn't a stop break. Unfortunately, it was. Now yous are saying yous got it wrong. So what are yous doing? Are yous penalising us because yous got it wrong 10 years ago? That's our social life, the day centres. We're a family, and yous want to break them up.
Barney McNeeney, you're the co-director for mental health for the Belfast Trust. Things got a little bit hot and heavy in there tonight. Some of the people in there were saying, you know, they've used these centres for years, in some cases decades. And they've said that you've institutionalised them and now you're hanging them out to dry. Is that the case?
Well, I think there's an issue with a number of individuals who have been using the service for a very long time. I think, as it was made clear in their day centre care, originally was not designed to be a lifelong service.
Are you saying that people that are using these centres have no need to be there?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying they will have needs, but I'm saying that our proposed model shows that there are a variety of ways of meeting those needs, and it does not necessarily have to be in a building, in a day centre building.
Trust staff in the day centres are very well qualified, particularly in psychiatric care. Are they going to get the same kind of care in voluntary and community sectors?
They might not have a degree in psychology, or they might not have a qualification to be a community psychiatric nurse or a social worker or a psychiatrist, but actually they've lived the experience of dealing with mental ill health. They've lived the experience of how to cope with that, and actually sometimes those individuals are better placed in order to help individuals through that journey, as well as, and I would also want to make sure this is included, as well as support from statutory services and multidisciplinary teams.
Well, taking your model that you've said there, I have some experience in giving my child teaching for the 11 plus or for the transfer test. That doesn't make me a teacher.
I think that misses the point, because if you take your analogy, yes, you may well have done the 11 plus.
I've a lived-in experience. Is what you're talking about. Yeah. I have a lived-in experience of trying to tutor a child, but that doesn't make me a teacher.
But I think what I'm saying to you is when you've had the experience of a severe and enduring mental ill health and you've been through services for a significant period of time yourself, you will actually be able to describe and understand the processes better. You'll be able to help the individuals, because the individual service users themselves actually find the fact that there's somebody who's had that lived experience so much easier to talk to. There's not maybe sometimes the professional barrier there is with other professional staff.
What have you made of the meeting this evening?
I've sort of got mixed emotions about it. I use Ravenhill and I've been there about 3 years now. And it would be a devastating blow for me, you know, not to have, you know, the 2 days that I go there. You know, I've made, you know, so many friends and...
You're getting very, very emotional. It must mean so much for you to be able to go there.
It does.
My son has a mental health problem and he goes to Everton Day Centre and he's absolutely distraught at the thought of it closing. You know, I mean, he lost his father through suicide as well. There's so much wrong in our family. I don't know what we're going to do because that is a lifeline. Everton is a lifeline.